And good morning, everybody. Hope you had a good weekend. I certainly hope your weekend was better than the weekends that were had by the governor of New Jersey and the quarterback of the Denver Broncos. The Super Bowl, of course, happened yesterday. We're going to talk about it in a second with Mark Hyman. I'm Tom Hall on Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. So we will talk about the Super Bowl and some other hot topics. But first, there's no doubt that when Seattle was granted center stage yesterday, they did it all. They scored on offense, defense, and special teams. And our own center stage here in Baltimore has opened its new production of a play that features two actors who also do it all. They play all 12 characters. Here's a review by Maryland Morning theater critic J. Wynn Russick.
The play, Stones in His Pockets, takes place on location in Ireland, where an epic motion picture is being shot with 350 extras. In the second act, one of them comes up with his own idea for a movie in which, quote, the stars become the extras and the extras become the stars. That's pretty much the premise of Stones in His Pockets, with one major exception. Instead of a movie, this is a play about the extras being the stars. And no doubt about it, playwright Marie Jones's script and director Derek Goldman's production at Center Stage are highly theatrical. Irish playwright Marie Jones is also an actress. She knows the kind of tour de force roles actors love to play, especially roles in which actors get to play, well, actors. The script for Stones in His Pockets calls for only two actors. But in the course of the play, those two, Clinton Brandhagen and Todd Lawson at Center Stage, portray more than a dozen characters of all ages and both genders. They portray the American film crew, complete with glamorous Hollywood star, and the local folk who, like themselves, are getting paid £40 a day to be extras. Director Goldman pumps up the theatricality in several creative ways. My favorite is the use he makes of a movie camera on designer Misha Katchman's set. When Brandhagen's Charlie and Lawson's Jake are being filmed, the camera glides down a track and their giant filmed images are projected on the back wall. It's a delightful touch. In addition, Goldman stages the play so that everyone in the audience feels like an extra. After intermission, with the house lights still up, the third assistant director tells us to settle, just as she's repeatedly told the extras in the first half. When she instructs the extras to show joy and jubilation by clapping wildly, Charlie and Jake begin applauding. At the performance I attended, the audience took the cue and applauded right along with them. A few moments later, we, extras, become mourners at the funeral of a local teen. Stones in His Pockets is a comedy, but it's an Irish comedy, so it also has its dark side. There's another, more subtle theatrical device in Center Stage's production. So subtle that it may be merely my interpretation. But it's considerably different from the way I've seen this play staged before. When Brandhagen and Lawson portray the play's other characters, instead of embodying them, they appear to be deliberately imitating them. For instance, we're not seeing the American movie star, we're seeing Brandhagen's imitation of the movie star, complete with all her coy, self-absorbed quirks. Similarly, when Lawson plays the young third assistant director, we're seeing Lawson's take on her, complete with childish jumps for joy. Both women are played too fey to be realistic, but this is what they look like to Jake and Charlie. This approach helps answer the question, why have only two actors play all of the characters? Besides the obvious economic advantage, this could be a comment on the way the American filmmakers exploit the locals. To Hollywood, all of the extras are interchangeable, generic. One or two can easily represent the whole lot. Of course, there's nothing easy about the task Brandhagen and Lawson perform, or the layers in Goldman's direction. These layers accentuate the play's themes, particularly the commercial film industry's impact on and misinterpretation of Irish rural life. All that, and some laughs, comes across at Center Stage. News broke this past fall that Stones in His Pockets is going to be made into a movie, shot in Ireland. I believe it'll have a larger cast, which will change the nature of the material. But thanks to director Goldman's imaginative and entertaining handling of the original script, anyone who sees Center Stage's production will be well qualified to sign on as an extra.
When boyhood's fire was in my blood,
Morning theater critic J. Wynn Russick. Stones in His Pockets is at Center Stage until February 23rd. We've got a link to more information on our website. Come on over to wypr.org/Marilyn Morning.
And then I thought I yet might see our fetters rent in twain, and Ireland long a province be, a nation once again.